on to items 880, 881, 882, and 883. If you could read those together, please.
881, authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for the construction of the Southwest Terwilliger Sanitary Sewer Extension Project number E10413 for $3,800,000. 881, authorize intergovernmental agreement with Clackamas County in the amount of $54,000 for services related to the construction of the Southwest Terwilliger Boulevard Sanitary Sewer Extension Project number E10413. 882, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Lake Oswego for reimbursement in the amount of $78,800 for the construction of the sewer facilities as part of the Southwest Terwilliger Boulevard Sanitary Sewer Extension Project number E10413. And 883, authorize permit with Multnomah County for construction of the Southwest Terwilliger Boulevard Sanitary Sewer Extension Project number E10413 for $2,500.
Mr. Fish.
Thank you, Mr. President. Scott Gibson is here to walk us through these items. Ordinance 880 would authorize a contract to construct the Southwest Terwilliger Boulevard Sewer Project. The new sewer will allow the Bureau of Environmental Services to retire a failing sewage pump station. The Southwest Terwilliger Boulevard Sewer will serve residents of the cities of Portland and Lake Oswego, as well as unincorporated Multnomah and Clackamas counties. Ordinances 881, 882, and 883 authorize intergovernmental agreements to reimburse Clackamas County, Multnomah County, and the City of Lake Oswego for costs related to the sewer construction. Scott, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. For the record, my name is Scott Gibson. I'm with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and I have a short slideshow on the project itself, and then I'm here to ask questions on any of the supporting ordinances, or to answer questions, excuse me. As the Commissioner stated, the goals of this project are to decommission the Powers Court pump station. It's a privately owned pump station that has had a poor performance history and is difficult to maintain and is at the end of its service life. We'll provide a gravity sewer to the residents on Power Court as well as the unsewered areas within the city's urban sewer or service area. It'll also reduce flows to the Willamette Interceptor and the Tryon Pump Station, which is located at our treatment plant, and to provide opportunities to serve some unsewered areas within Multnomah and Clackamas County. In the map, you can see generally where the sewer alignment is. It's highlighted in yellow hatching, and it moves down towards the lower section of Terwilliger. It's in southwest Portland between north on Terwilliger Boulevard between Northgate Ave and Highway 43. There are multiple jurisdictions, including the City of Portland, Multnomah County, Clackamas County, City of Lake Oswego, and ODOT that all have a stake in this area. Also, we're planning to replace a culvert on Boone's Ferry Road with a bridge. You've seen a presentation on that, and we're timing this work and the traffic impacts of this current project with the future project on Boone's Ferry to make sure that we can keep circulation traffic around the area. We do have a hard closure planned to allow the crews to move as fast as they can through the construction. So that means the traffic will be closed on that section of highway of Southwest Terwilliger. Residents are concerned about local traffic, so we have accommodations to make sure they can get in and out of their residences. We also have a very difficult permit, which is manhole construction, which is in Highway 43, where the project terminates and the new sewer ties into our existing sewer infrastructure. Permitting, we've got utility permits from multiple jurisdictions. We've got noise variances within all those multiple jurisdictions. ODOT has authority, or Clackamas County and ODOT have authority for traffic handling, so we've got permits with them. And then we're asking for PBOT to reduce the speed around the construction zone for safety of our crews. The construction cost estimate is $3.8 million. Our intent is to advertise in August, have the contractor start in November, and wrap up construction of this project in April of 2017. And with that, I ask any questions.
You said the construction starts in August?
Advertise in August.
Oh, advertising.
Award in November. Okay. So the construction should start around November.
Any other questions? Okay. Did you cover all four of those ordinances?
I believe I did.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
Great. Okay, we'll see if anybody wants to testify. Anybody wish to testify on 880, 881, 882, 883? Seeing no one, these are all first readings, so they will move to a second reading next week.
Mr. President, we do regret the inconvenience on three members of council, but we will, Mayor has authorized me to announce we'll be giving you 15-minute grace periods for Wednesday council meetings for that new period of construction.
Great. Okay, thank you, and then we'll
thank
move.
You, Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.